The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
All right, Faithful, what is going on? I wanted to jump on and get a quick show in. Ian Rappaport just put out a new video. We're getting close to the NFL training camp. They're working all those things. Ian Rappaport just put out a video on NFL Network, and I want to get this as close as possible. So this is going to be a little bit of a Jimmy G episode. Probably not going to be a full episode, but we're going to be jumping in and dancing around this issue because clarity just continues to get closer and closer. We knew Jimmy Garoppolo was hurt, and it was going to take a long time for him to get to where we want him to be. What's up, MK? He says, John, is this a nightmare? Yeah, it gets rough, but it's almost over. This is the exact quote from Ian Rappaport. So take this for what you will. I think, you know, Ian's usually pretty keyed in, but this seemed like direct from the doctor. And so what he said was, quote, "It is all positive, and the expectation is he will be fully cleared." He goes on to say, "at about mid-August." So not that he is there now, but that he will be there shortly. That's about 3 weeks away is where that would kind of start. Now, once that physical takes place, one, he has to pass a physical for the 49ers. Two, for a trade to take place, he would have to pass a physical for the opposing team. Ian Rappaport kind of went on to say, it's not about making one long throw. It's about making consecutive long range throw and showing strength of the arm. And Ian went on to say that he thinks that the arm will be stronger than it was before. So lots of positives there, but yeah, the waiting game continues. Now, what's going to happen with Jimmy? Let's just say he passes his physical. Now, obviously there are options available. A lot of people want to talk about how, you know, a release is possible and all those things. One, I don't buy that. I do not believe in releasing Jimmy Garoppolo at all. Why do I feel that way? Well, if you go look at the Vegas odds that are currently out there, the number one place for Jimmy Garoppolo to be playing next season, this doesn't account for trades, none of those things. It's just where will Jimmy play next year? The number one option by Vegas odds plus 800, Seattle Seahawks. If you release Jimmy Garoppolo, he signs there tomorrow for free. For free. A division opponent who finally is about to be awful. Hell no. I'm not doing that. And on top of that, people are like, well, just trade him there. Well, I want to make sure I get her name. She's incredible. You know, she came out. This is one of the best. Mary Kay Cabot. Sorry, I apologize for that. Browns reporter. She's, you know, been around for a long, long time. Several different things with the Deshaun Watson news, but we'll get to that. She said, talking to the Browns front office, Seattle never even inquired about Baker Mayfield, never even reached out. They wanted nothing to do with that salary. They're in rebuild mode. I don't care what they say. they didn't even reach out for him. So if they didn't reach out for Baker, I promise you they're not going to reach out for Jimmy Garoppolo in a trade scenario, as unlikely as a quarterback traded within the division would take place. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of mankind, an actual trade of a quarterback from one division opponent to another. I don't think that happens. But again, you release them, that's when they go, Jimmy G feels slighted, okay? If you're Jimmy Garoppolo, where are you going to go? Most of the teams have quarterbacks in place that they have traded or drafted or acquired in different ways. Not the Seattle Seahawks, even if they are the quote-unquote believe in Drew Locke or Geno Smith. There's no way they do. But even if they did, if you're Jimmy G, you're going to say, hey, man, 49ers are paying me $5 million to not play for them. I'll go play for these guys for a vet minimum deal or $2 million, whatever, and use this as a catapult into a long-term deal somewhere else, a tryout, a free tryout. So it just makes zero sense for me. And I get it. People talking about like, oh, well, you're going to just eat that cap space because of this? No. That's not what I'm saying either.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
But what I'm saying is the options and people that are painting this scenario as you cut Jimmy G now, nobody wants him, whatever else. You might be right now, but there's more context to the situation. There's more information. You don't have to cut him right now. One, you can't cut him until he passes his physical. Two, because if you do that, then you have to do an injury settlement and all that kind of stuff. You'd have to pay him even more money. So you just got to wait. You got to be patient. It does you no good to cut him now. It did you no good to cut him during free agency, all the people that were claiming that. Again, people not necessarily you shouldn't listen to, but just maybe they're just flat out wrong and don't understand how the cap numbers work and contract numbers work and things like that. What do the 49ers gain by cutting him now or back in free agency? Absolutely nothing. You don't gain anything. You don't. Now, okay, here we go. This is the question. What's up? Demonic Angel. I like the logo you got there. And thank you for the gift, first off. John, please explain when and if we have to pay. August 30th. That's going to be it. That final cut down day. That is the key date. So you got 6 weeks. You're hoping he clears his physical in 3 weeks. Then you've got 3 weeks of chicken where you are hoping you could trade him to somebody. And if you can't at that point, then and only then would a release ever even be entertained by this front office. Now, let's just say, okay, let's play these scenarios out. Because
If you cut him on August 30th, you pay him the $5 million just like you would right now. No difference. Absolutely. You don't save one penny. You don't gain. Like, it's the exact same thing. Cut him now, cut him then. It's the same thing. Actually, you'd have to pay him more now because he hasn't passed his physical. It, like I said, the injury settlement, that'd be different. So you got to wait there, first off. Number two, if you do cut him then, and let's say he goes and joins the Seattle Seahawks, which he probably would, well, you have at least blocked him at that point from taking part in any of their training camp, any of their preseason, can't learn their playbook, any of those things, because that's tampering. They'll get docked picks and all that kind of stuff. So that at least does that to where he's going to have to step in. He'd have – now there's a one-week break before the season, right, after the last preseason game, part of the new CBA going to – you know, that extra game, that's why that's there. So he'd have those 2 weeks to get ready. But again, you're making it harder for your opponent. Or you'd say, hey, maybe Danny Dimes over in New York is just not having a good training camp and the new coaching staff says no. Well, let's call Jimmy G. Let's get him out here as soon as we can, right? Let's say the Houston Texans. You know, we really do like Davis Mills and he's playing really, really well. But, man, let's get him a vet presence, you know, just a backup guy. And again, you look back at Vegas and these are the most updated odds. These were updated July 19th today. Okay, this is today's – oh, sorry, I'm on the wrong account there. Let me go back to the other page. I apologize about that. This was updated a week ago. Seattle Seahawks most likely at plus 800. Next up, Atlanta Falcons at plus 750. They want, you know, somebody to – that doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why they got them there. Houston Texans plus 500. That makes sense. Lions, I don't think that makes sense. Cleveland Browns. I'll go back and you know, back to Mary Kay Cabot. There are rumors on what's going on with the settlement. So this is a very different Deshaun Watson suspension than what we've seen in the past. Namely, they went to an arbitrator. This isn't NFL versus the Cleveland Browns currently. And again, a lot of people just don't understand because, you know, they want to talk about Ben Roethlisberger. They want to talk about, you know, Ray Rice or whatever. That's fine. And you can talk about those things. This is a new CBA now. In 2020, they changed the way that they do these, where if the team, with the player and the team and the league can't come to an agreement, they go to basically an arbitrator. And again, so they went to Sue Robinson and they had their 3-day hearing. They then submitted their briefs this week to her. She basically heard both sides, said, okay, I need all this extra stuff. Send it over to me. She is going to recommend a suspension. When that's going to be, she has no timetable. She does not operate at the NFL whims. So whatever she feels she has come to a conclusion, she will recommend that to the NFL. Now, this is where, again, very, very different. You have the NFL who has been leaked out there. They are looking for an indefinite suspension for at least a year. If they do that, Jimmy G's going to Cleveland. I've been echoing that for a long, long time. However, you have Deshaun Watson's side saying that they are expecting a 2-7-game suspension. If that happens, Jimmy G is not going to Cleveland. If it's probably 14 or less games, they're not going to get Jimmy G on this one-year deal. They have the money to do it. Now, the question turns then, what happens if she recommends a 10-game suspension? Will the NFL just say, cool, we're going with what she's got. We're distancing ourselves from this. We're just rolling with what she says. Or does the NFL say, you know what? No, we want to take a stance on this. That's a whole nother argument, and it's all conjecture. I don't know. My guess is they're going to take whatever this, you know, Sue Robinson puts out there. And so there's a lot there. There's a lot there. But again, let's circle back now. What does all of this mean for Jimmy Garoppolo? One, it means you now got 3 weeks for the Deshaun Watson news to come down before you can do anything. Because one, Jimmy can't pass a physical. No team's going to trade for him until he passes their physical. So you've got a little bit of extra time. So that maybe that's a good news. Trying to find some silver lining here, right? Trying to. Anyway. So that's where we're at. This is, and if you take nothing else away, Jimmy G going elsewhere seems more and more evident by the day. Having said that, You can't remove Kyle Shanahan from this equation as the head coach and quarterback guy and all that stuff. Let's say, hypothetically, nobody wants Jimmy G. August 30th shows up. Even if you keep him and all that salary becomes, you know, guaranteed or whatever, whenever you trade him, or if you trade him week two, week three, week four, whatever, that's going to prorate out that contract. So even though that August 30th date guarantees that contract for Jimmy, doesn't mean you're on the hook for all of it, because you could offload that if he is traded during the season. Quarterback injuries will happen. This is 100% injured sports. I just finished the Luck series for The Athletic, which was incredible. 6-part series on Andrew Luck's kind of journey and all that stuff. Like, that's a real thing. Quarterbacks get hurt. It's just what it is. Look at Jameis Winston last year. You know, you can go on and on and on. Injuries happen. So even if the 49ers do keep them August 30th, you're going to have your naysayers, your content creators that are like, oh, you're paying all this money for a backup. Don't listen to that BS. That's not the reality. Now, if they keep him for all, you know, 18 weeks of the NFL, then yes, they will be. There's no way he's going to be on this roster passing. Maybe, you know, Trey Lance getting hurt, then you're happy that you got Jimmy G, right? Because you don't want Nate Sudfeld in there. You don't want Brock Purdy in there. You know, that's not what you want. So, again, cooler heads need to prevail here. And I understand we're fans, which is short for fanatics. And I don't think Jimmy G is staying here either. I agree with you. I don't think that he is. That's not what people want. That's not what the front office wants. That's not what Jimmy wants. That's not what the coaching staff wants. Nobody wants that. However, I am trying to say, looking ahead, all these different avenues, right? All these different forks in the road, whatever. It's not the end of the deal, even if he is on the roster August 30th, because if you trade him afterwards, if a team say, no, they're going to cut him, they're going to cut him, they're going to cut him, just wait, just wait, just wait. And then we don't cut him, and then they're just like, ah, damn. You could trade him week one right after that, and guess what? They take his whole salary. So there's options, options, options. And anyway, hopefully that clears up some of these things. There's not going to be a quarterback controversy. That ship sailed long time ago. And in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if even after Jimmy G passes his physical, they don't let him practice. They say, hey, we need you to be here and I want you to be, they might even tell him to stay home, but there's no quarterback controversy. I'm telling you that right freaking now. It's not happening. It's not happening. Is that worth the risk though? For Kyle Shanahan, I think it is, because you control him for a year. You don't let him go to your division rival for free. You don't do that. You don't pay him to play for your division rival. Not saying I agree with it, but I do agree with it. Kyle Shanahan's not letting Jimmy Garoppolo go and play for Seattle. He's not going to do that. That's just not who he is. If we look at, all right, here we go. I'm typing this in. 49ers versus Seahawks history. Are you ready for this? This is going to hurt. Okay. Look at that football database here. We got to go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 of the last 19 games versus Seattle. The 49ers have won 3. The 49ers are 3-16. Against this team. And you think Kyle Shanahan's going to say, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead, buddy. Go play for that team that's beaten us 13 out of 16 times, who we got to play 2 times again this year. Guess who our home opener is against in week 2? Really? You want Jimmy Garoppolo walking back in here? Now, and again, I don't think that Jimmy Garoppolo is an all-world quarterback, but he's way better than Drew Lock will ever be. He is way better than Geno Smith has ever been. It's not even close. Why would you do it? Okay, fine. Let's do this. I would be willing to bet. Nah, you can't do that because the guaranteed money would be there. Yeah, cut Jimmy Garoppolo after week 2. But yeah, even that, I don't think you do it because then the salary cap implications come in. But I wanted to get out diabolical there. anyway, yeah, there is no way in hell Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be playing for the Seattle Seahawks for free on week two of the 49ers home opener. All right, for those of you that are talking about like quarterback controversies and stuff like that, why would you even allow that to take place? If you're Jed York, if you're John Lynch, hell no. We don't want that. I mean, the quarterback room's already been divisive with the, you know, the Jimmy G truthers and all that stuff. And I get people fall behind their different players, and that's cool. But, like, no, 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 that's not going to happen. Yeah, and again, his salary does guarantee it does if he's on the roster week one. However, that's not all entire. It's a game check basis. That's the way salaries work. So even though it's guaranteed, if he was traded in the middle of the season, that would prorate out and they would cover that, right? So like, for example, there's 18 weeks. I don't know when the cutoff is. It's usually around Halloween, the trading deadline. If you traded him, the opposing team would pick up those 10 out of 18 gain checks. That's kind of the way it works. So it's not all going to be on the salary cap that day. That's only if he is, you know, with the 49ers or cut from the 49ers at any point. If he's traded, that's going to carry some of those cap and paycheck implications. That's kind of the way that it works. But you are correct. Somebody's paying that salary if he is on the roster at August 30th. You're right. So is that worth it? But again, I'm telling you right now, I am not letting Jimmy go play for the freaking Seattle Seahawks for free. Hell no. 13-3, guys. They have beaten us that many damn times. Hell no. You do not bail them out. You don't do it. You don't do it. Anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed this. I just wanted to clear up some things that I'm already starting to see on Twitter, you know, based off of that Ian Rappaport news. And so, again, before I jump out of here, just want to share this. Quote is from Ian Rappaport. Quote, "It is all positive. The expectation is he will be fully cleared at about mid-August." So we got some more time, 3 weeks. Then you got time for the Deshaun Watson stuff. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So there's time there. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Just little quick whatever. I'm hoping to do a lot more of these in the season whenever we get news, whatever, now that I'm doing this full time. But yeah, this has been fun. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And as always, hang in there. And yeah, don't fall for the trap of all that other crap that's out there. Don't do it. Cooler heads will prevail. Anyway, stay strong, faithful.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.